This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hold on, son.
But where he was the previous three games, it looked like he lacked confidence. Do you get a sense, even though it was against bad opponents and it was easy, do you get a sense, though, his performance as a quarterback could jumpstart this confidence and that he's in a much better place right now? This could be helpful, even though it was against poor opponents.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll argue he needed it desperately. CJ's not a quarterback. CJ's not a player, not a superstar that handles adversity, I think, in an even keel manner. I know he tries to, and he verbally does, but to me, watching CJ Stroud, I can sense the frustration in CJ Stroud. I can sense that he's hearing the criticism. I can sense that it's impacting him, kind of deal. And I think on the flip side of that is when he has success, he is literally on cloud nine. And so, yeah, I think CJ wears it on his face. I think CJ wears it in his voice, his tone. And clearly, I believe he is a quarterback that the more he plays well, it's going to impact his next game. It's going to impact his next practice. It's going to impact, it's going to impact his next meal, if you will. You know, there's a lot of superstar quarterbacks out there that are pretty even keel and don't get too shook if they play poorly because they played well enough, long enough that they know it's going to come back around. I think CJ's still a guy that kind of ebbs and flows, which, by the way, I mean, he's had two different offensive coordinators, been in two different systems, and you know, a million different pass catchers have been through here. The O-line has been he's been one of the most hit quarterbacks in the league over the last handful of years. So, I mean, it's understandably so. But, yes, to your question, I think he wears it on his face, whether he's winning in a good mood and playing well or he's losing in a bad mood and doesn't have all the answers. I think he wears it on his face.
Yeah. I've seen that a lot. Like, all right, hey, look who he did it against. Yeah, I still think, though, with you, as you said there, like that, it just puts you in a better place. Yep. That where he goes against Seattle, and maybe he's going to let it rip because he's been seeing, as people would say in basketball, the ball go through the hoop, and he's been seeing some success, and now he comes in trusting it, ready to go and ready to rip. Maybe he trusts Isaiah Hutchinson more from the last couple of games. Maybe he trusts Marks more, you know, from the last couple of games, and trust the offensive line more. Now, we'll see if that reverts back. But I just think all of those things around, regardless of the opponent, will help him big time.
Look, people can make of the Texans' last two opponents whatever they will, and they're not going to be wrong about it. But the reality of it is, if you know the game, if you've been in a position where you are tasked with installing a new offense, there's a new play caller in town, there's new terminology, there's a new supporting cast with the exception of Nico and Dalton Schultz. The offensive line has been overhauled. That is a very tough task. And I'm telling you, I'll be honest with you, the organization has not done him any favors in how they address training camp in a sense of just creating as much chaos as they can around him consistently for a big part of training camp. Nobody in the NFL needed two games in a row where they saw success at the end of drives. They were able to execute in a good, clean, comfortable pocket. They were able to communicate with the play clock not ticking down on you and you having to rush. You were able to catch your breath, take a deep breath, and just execute and play the quarterback position. We know when CJ has that, he plays at an extremely high level. Nobody in the NFL needed the previous two games, nobody's needed that more than C.J. Stroud from a quarterback perspective in a long time. Regardless of what you make of it, regardless of what their record is now, regardless of whether it carries over into the next game in a major, major way, regardless of all that, C.J. Stroud needed Sunday's opponent to be the injured Baltimore Ravens in a big way. So, yes, it is a huge plus. And I do, to answer your question immediately, like I do think that C.J. Stroud is a guy that when he's playing well, there's momentum built, and he needs that momentum to continue to play well. Absolutely. He uses it in a major way.
Huge. All right. Congratulations to C.J. again, the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. With that great game he had against the Baltimore Ravens. All right, Clint. Listen, I don't think that even D'Amico was able to have the ability to push the buttons to have those two opponents in a row, but it worked.
Yep.
But I do think, as you talk about it, as that's been the deal, and as you said it, man, I can understand people saying, "Let's halt, man. Hey, y'all, man, chill out, man." I mean, it was against the sorry ass Titans who needed a miracle to beat the Cardinals, and then the Ravens, who everybody's been doing that to them. I get that, and I think they have played a role into where the Texans are winning 70-10 in the last two games. But I think also along with that, which we'll see more of it in this stretch that they have coming up, Clint, I think within that also, we've seen D'Amico really make some moves and push some buttons. And they've been, I would say, potentially major buttons that D'Amico, you could probably throw Nick Caserio in on some of these decisions as well. But they have made some adjustments and moves in the last couple of weeks that I think they're seeing some adjustments, some positive adjustments made from that.
Yeah, look, I think D'Amico Ryans has pushed all the right buttons at this point in time, because the reality of it is, with the Titans game 2 weeks ago and damn sure the Baltimore game, this organization was at a crossroads. And this thing could have went south in a hurry if you fall to the Titans in your division, or if you fall to a poor Baltimore team that's injured unbelievably. You lose either one of those games, and this organization goes to 0-5 or 1-4, and you're in real, real trouble. And D'Amico Ryans, previous to the Titans game, he's just pushed all the right buttons, right? He handed over the defensive coordinator and duties to Matt Burke two weeks ago.
That's a big deal, man. That's huge, a big deal for him, man.
Look, he did that, and the defensive numbers and the defensive ranks have gotten better.
Yeah.
Now, again, we know who the opponents have been, but Burke has actually been better over the last 2 weeks, right? I think when you look at D'Amico, you hear him talk about what he wants this offense to look like. I love the terminology he's using. I think he's spot on with how and what this offense needs to look like. And so he clearly has an identity that he wants this offense to ultimately adopt and own for as themselves. He's been monitoring the offense closely over the last couple of weeks, even more closely than he was in training camp. So I think on the offensive side of the football, I think he's pushed the right buttons. Defensively, I think MJ Stewart, has stood out. He's not just filling in for somebody. I think he's actually stood out and has been a guy that you look at and you go, man, this guy's got a real chance to be a player all year long. Not just a fill-in, but a player all year long.
Well, he had to push a button to get MJ on the field. And we heard him when he addressed the C.J. Gardner-Johnson move. He said, "I know my team."
Yep.
And I know what's best for my team. And that move was best for his team. And as you bring up MJ Stewart, he clearly had somebody that they felt was ready through these last 2 weeks.
Yep, it's my decision.
And they've known exactly how they want to deploy him, and I think it stood out in a big way, right? You look at EJ Speed, bringing him in here, playing him at linebacker, didn't look like he was going to get much run early in the season. All of a sudden, you see EJ Speed in the game a lot more, making tackles. Tommy Togiai was on the inactive list to start the season, and you have a little struggles against Tampa running the ball. Boom, Tommy Togiai goes in there, and all of a sudden your defense has stood up and been better. So I just think when you look at real game action and what's going on, and you listen to what D'Amico Ryans is saying, the moves he's making, kind of how they're panning out, I think D'Amico Ryans has pushed all the right buttons over the last 2 weeks to get this team back to a spot where there should be some level of confidence that they can move forward and get this season back on track. I think D'Amico's pushed the right buttons, man.
Yeah, text line coming through saying Woody Marks getting more time over Damian Pierce.
It's a good one to shift in the whole running back. The way they deploy the four-headed running back room the first game, and then they shrunk it down to three game two, and then they got down to two running backs by game three, and you saw some really good things with Woody Marks getting more runs. So, yeah, I agree. That's another one. I mean, it's just they have just
Juice Scruggs, too.
Great call. I mean, yeah, I didn't like the rotation and competing for a two- or three-game stretch there, but it looks like Juice Scruggs.
Looked like he played the whole way, right?
To me, it did. I didn't even bother watching, to be honest with you. The fourth quarter of that film, so it didn't matter. But yeah, man. I think it's the Ed Ingram. I mean, Ed Ingram came in here. He looked like he was going to be the odd man out. He looked like he was going to be the one that was going to be a depth guard, if not put out on the streets and practice squad type guy.
Now somehow, Pro Football Focus has him as the number one rated guard in the league.
There you go. And
the arrows
and
pointed up.
Titus Howard back feels at tackle aggressive. Kind of deal. Like yeah, the whole thing, man, is just they pushed the right buttons. Now, does it play in a more raucous environment in Seattle? Does it play versus
better
competition, which Seattle, I think, is legit? And then, obviously, you know how the schedule goes from there on out. But can this team get back to 3-3, come home for three straight home games, and hopefully get this record on the right side of 500, and then anything's possible from there. But I think D'Amico, to this point, has pushed a lot of the right buttons, man.
Yeah, people, calm down here, man. Now people are texting it. Like, you had to take. You ain't got to say. Then they thank God they banished Ogunbowale.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Man, we could have just left it at, the running back room.
Not Dare.
We'd have to say we banished Dare Ogunbowale. Calm down. They have, and again, you know, the opponent obviously has something to do with it, but they didn't just say, all right, guys, we're 0-3. All right, man, it's like Novocaine, baby. We're just gonna keep pushing at it, and then eventually this thing will work. No, they made real live adjustments in a lot of different spots. I think it from players on the field, like you named it, like CJ looks like a completely different player the last two games. In particular, we talked about him earlier, like his game looks completely different. The Dalton Schultz portion of him being involved, it looks different. So the fellas are doing more than just beating poor opponents. They're actually making moves. Someone texted in, y'all were joking about it in preseason with the Texans. We'll finally figure out the offensive line and running backs, and y'all were joking then, saying it will be a few weeks into the season, and luckily, you all are right. I mean, I think they had a lot of hell. They weren't even finished figuring out who was going to be their five. I think it feels like this week they just figured out who their five guys would be up front. Let alone, as you said, they were still looking at all four guys running the football in the first game. It seems like they have finally settled down on who the five are up front, with it being Ursary, Scruggs, Andrews, Ed, and then Titus. And then in the backfield, it seems like it is predominantly Nick Chubb and Woody Marks, with British Brooks. Maybe he's emerging to be that fullback there and getting some spot there. So, yeah, it's five games in, and it looks like they probably going into the bye week have what they want to have up front.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like they have. I'm going to tell you, the biggest piece to this puzzle is the quarterback playing a different brand of quarterback over the last 2 weeks, and your offensive line is going to play better no matter what when that happens. Your running backs are going to play better. But it always baffles me, I tell you, and it's easy to sit up here on the radio and talk about it, so I'm going to do it. It's my job. But, you know, it's like the Titans coach coming out today. The Titans coach coming out today with Cam Ward. Yeah, I think we're going to run a little bit more up-tempo instead of just in two-minute situations. We're going to run a little more tempo offense because it seems like our quarterback is comfortable in that. You needed five regular season games at the NFL level to know that Cam Ward is better running tempo? Did you watch him at all?
He's going to run their offense.
Well, no, I get it. But I mean, how about we do what your quarterback does and then we slowly work our way into your whatever you want your offense to look like? It took you five games? Even if that is the truth, don't stand your goofy ass up there and say it. I mean, what, like that whole thing is, like, they knew damn good and well. They knew damn good and well Damian Pierce and Dario Gumbawale had no business being on that field.
I don't think they knew.
They knew damn good and well. They knew damn good and well that they didn't have no.
They trusted them.
The trust is one thing. They knew damn good and well they didn't belong on that field. Come on, man. What are we doing?
I don't know if they didn't believe. I think they still think Dario might be able to get a touch. They want to get him screened, I think, on Sunday.
Nah, British Brooks, bro.
Man, I heard that damn Titans coach say. I said, man, well, this dude's getting paid millions of dollars in the most important position on your squad. You just like you need that to work. You don't even have to win games. You just need to keep your quarterback healthy, and you need him to play at a high level. You ain't got to win games. And it took you five games to know that Cam Ward's more comfortable playing and gun with using tempo than whatever the hell you're trying to do. Come on, man. And the owner of, I wonder if the owner even heard it.
Amy? She may have.
I wonder if owners in jail, like, I wonder if they look at that. I'm too busy
looking at that Oiler, Derek.
Like, it's a fireable offense. It really is. That's one of those you looking at, Coach, can I meet with you real quick? I mean, yeah, we just wasted a number one overall draft pick on this kid. Did you really need 5 weeks of regular season football in the NFL and sitting at 4-1 and got your ass lucky as all get out against the Arizona Cardinals?
Would have put his eyes on him himself.
What are we doing, man?
Where's that mayo-eating son of a buck?
Rehabbing.
I think he got hurt in training.
That's camp. Right.
Rehabbing. Got him in.
Getting paid to rehab, baby. Getting paid to work out, look good, chase women.
He's in well.
And ain't mayo.
I think he's in Montana. Coming up.
Montana.
The Texans.
Really?
Maybe they're going to follow suit here. A lot of teams are starting.
Like an old boy that being, spent his offseason in Montana.
Like it? Mooses. There are a lot of teams making some moves. I think they're very popular there. A lot of teams making some moves.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles.
Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.